yes. Got the Buffalo Bills against the Rams. I'm excited for the NFL season to start off again. I've missed it. I have missed the NFL. I like college football, but it's not the NFL to me. And so I'm excited about this. Then we've got, of course, Disney Plus Day today. I haven't had time to do anything with Disney Plus Day, but I'm sure there's some that are looking forward to that as well. I think my daughter's wanting to watch Thor, Love, and Thunder. So I was like, yeah, okay, but Thursday Night Football. She's like, and? And I'm like, Thursday Night Football. She's like, and? We have to watch Thor, Love, and Thunder. I'm like, Thursday Night Football. Like, I've been waiting a lot longer for Thursday Night Football than you've been waiting for Thor, Love, and Thunder to come out on Disney Plus. Maybe. I'm not positive on that one. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Some of the top stories going on in the news, though, besides football and Disney Plus Day. Of course, the big story today, Queen Elizabeth II passing away today at the age of 96. And so you've got a lot of things, a lot of news stories that are basically surrounding that in of itself. Things like the His Majesty the King releasing a statement, and things like sporting events being postponed because of her passing away, things like that. The Justice Department has filed a notice of appeal pertaining to the Mar-a-Lago special master. We've talked extensively about the special master situation, how it could indeed delay the investigation into Donald Trump by months and possibly even years, and how it was expected that they were going to appeal that decision. So sure enough, that has occurred. Princeton University, one of the Ivy League schools, they now will be offering a full ride scholar. Oh, actually, they call them grants. Full ride grants. That includes housing, aid, and full tuition to students and families who earn less than $100,000 a year. So basically, as long as you can get accepted to Princeton and your family makes less than $100,000 a year, free school. That's actually pretty good. I mean, especially for an Ivy League school, just you got to get in. You got to do the work to get in, which is not easy. Washington D.C.'s mayor Muriel Bowser has declared a public emergency. What's going on in Washington D.C.? Are they having flooding? No. Oh, they having a tropical storm off the coast? No. Fires? No. Drought? No. Their public emergency is from the migrant arrivals from Texas and Arizona. So something that Texas and Arizona have been dealing with for a couple decades almost now. Now, once that the problem has been shifted to Washington, D.C., within a couple of weeks, the mayor has declared it a public emergency. This, by the way, comes about the same day that the 18th county along the border has declared an official invasion of the southern border. And part of that declaration meant that they would do whatever they can to try to stave off the or gain control of the border. Well, we warned that this was going to happen. Department of Homeland Security let in thousands of Afghanistan refugees after the terrible debacle of pulling troops out of Afghanistan. Well, apparently we let in thousands of Afghan refugees without proper vetting, and according to a watchdog, at least two of them are security risks or were security risks. Oh boy. So yeah, there you go with that. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We have an accident on I-10 westbound. This is going to be at exit 10. This is the Pensacola Boulevard exit with the left lane blocked. It also is raining in this area, so use a lot of caution on I-10 right now. Again, westbound direction at Pensacola Boulevard, but backing up all the way to I-110. So keep that in mind. We do have a lot of rain coming throughout the area, so seeing a lot of major slowdowns. That's just going to include Davis Highway, Highway 90, especially Mobile Highway at Softy Field Roads, real slow moving. We have an accident at Fairfield and Gulf Beach Highway that's causing delays at that intersection, as well as leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. Slowdowns are a lot heavier than usual. That's going to be in front of the Nature Preserve in the eastbound direction. See something else? Give me a call, 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the Best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, a couple other stories here. The Boy Scouts of America has exited their bankruptcy after a $2.46 billion sex abuse settlement was approved. Steve Bannon, former Trump advisor, formerly with Breitbart, has been charged with defrauding border wall donors. He has surrendered himself to New York authorities on this build the wall money laundering charge. And that's something we covered a while back in the past right there. We'll talk about this more extensively tomorrow, but U.S. jobless claims have fallen to a three-month low. At the same time, we'll also talk about this tomorrow. We have had biggest drop in housing prices in 11 years. This is on the national stage, you know, not for here, but it's been on the national level. Although here we had Christina Leavenworth from Rinky Realty on last week, and she explained that we did have another drop in housing prices for the second month in a row. Since June, we've gone down about $45,000, almost $50,000 in the average sell price of a home. So it is hitting here as well. And finally, four nations bordering Russia are going to start restricting Russian tourists. So as you're starting to get more pushback on Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come up here next. We've got Top Trending News with David Wayne in the newsroom. We're also going to be giving away a pair of tickets to go see Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets at the Sanger Summer Movie Series. That's coming up next on News Radio 92.3. On News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, text or call 850-437-1620. The Sanger Summer Movie Series is going on, where you can actually watch some classic movies at the Sanger Theater. It's really cool. And if you get there an hour beforehand, doors open up an hour beforehand, they have an organist playing the organ, and he's playing music from whatever feature film that they're going to be showing. So it's kind of a cool thing. And so this week, this Saturday at 7 o'clock, will be Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. And if you would like to attend, then text in the word. We'll give away a pair of tickets. Just text in the word Hogwarts. So text in Hogwarts to 850-437-1620, and you could have a chance to win that pair of tickets to go see Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Well, mourners lining up outside Buckingham Palace today after learning that Queen Elizabeth has died. NBC's Keir Simmons is just outside the gates.
It is full of people. It's extraordinary how quiet it is. And then there are brief moments of celebration and respect, people applauding, people cheering.
And I've been seeing images that crowd has been growing throughout the day after the announcement that Queen Elizabeth was ill. She was crowned at the age of 25. Her reign lasted over 70 years. The Justice Department today appealing a decision to appoint that special master to review documents seized from ex-President Trump's home. That comes after Judge Eileen Cannon approving the request for the third-party watchdog. The DOJ, though, says, they've already finished reviewing the documents. They were against the decision. Steve Bannon is pleading not guilty to charges related to an alleged fundraising scheme to build a wall on the Mexican border.
New York City District Attorney Alvin Bragg says we build the wall, raise more than $15 million on the promise that no one would make money from donations. He says the president of the organization made more than $250,000 in a salary funded by donations, with Bannon accused of laundering some $140,000 of the funds. Bannon allegedly used another nonprofit corporation to conceal the transfers. He's charged with money laundering, conspiracy, and fraud. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And Bobby, I know you've mentioned before that you're for term limits for elected officials. Yeah. Well, a new poll says that most Americans would like to see a maximum age limit for elected officials. This is a new poll from CBS News and YouGov. And it says that over 70% of people polled believe there should be an upper age restriction to force lawmakers to leave office. Only 27% said they did not like that idea. And the age of 70 received the most votes for what people thought the best cutoff age would be.
Oh, boy. If we did age 70, I was wondering what the cutoff age would be. I was thinking closer to 80. But
70 would knock a lot of people that are in office out.
I'm looking it up right now what the average age of the U.S. Senate is, because I know that the average age of members of Congress is younger than senators. But so I was wanting to see what it is. So the average age of U.S. Of congressmen and women is 58 years old, but senator 64 years old. So that's the average age. So that means there's going to be quite a few people who are over the age of 70 in the U.S. Senate. And so, in fact, I was looking at here. I just actually pulled up the list. There'd be, if 70 is the cutoff, then there's going to be about, it's too many to count. Yeah. The oldest member of Congress, of course, Dianne Feinstein from California, and Chuck Grassley, they're both 87 years old. Richard Shelby is 86, along with Jim Inhofe, 86. And then you have Patrick Leahy at 80. So they're all the ones that are over the age of 80. And then there's quite a few that are over the age of 70. So, yeah, that would definitely... 70, I think, might be a little young for the cutoff. But... I could definitely go along with an age cutoff. Definitely term limits. No matter what, term limits is I'm okay with that for sure. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We are seeing some heavy slowdowns throughout Pensacola right now. I-10 westbound direction. We have an accident. The scene of the accident is at exit 10, which is the Pensacola Boulevard exit, with the left lane blocked off and heavy delays starting just around the I-110 Davis Highway exit, as well as creeping back onto northbound on I-110. It's starting to be slow movement if you're trying to go into that onto the ramp onto I-10. So keep that in mind. Again, westbound in between 29 and I-110 is slow moving. Other than that, we have a couple other areas that are just seeing slow traffic due to the rain. That is going to include Davis Highway. Northbound is slow moving, and Gulf Breeze Parkway is going to be backed up all the way to Gulf Breeze proper. So starting around Gulf Breeze proper, and then heavy delays all throughout the nature preserve and into our lights. That's going to be go all the way to Tiger Trace Road is where you'll see those slowdowns start to clear up. See something else, just give me a call, 850-262-6111. And congratulations to Dan. He's the winner of our tickets to go see Harry Potter this weekend.
Oh, congratulations, Dan. So the most represented age group in the U.S. Senate are those aged 60 to 69. And in the House, it's actually tied between those aged 50 and 59 and those aged 60 and 69. So this goes back to the petition saying that we should have an age cutoff being a member of Congress at 70 years old. I figured out 26. So a quarter, 26 people are currently over the age of 70 in the Senate. So you'd lose 26 individuals right there. I didn't count the House because there's just a lot more members of the House in general. Also, just as an interesting thing, so the average age of the House is, what did I say, 54? Yeah, 54, 55 years old. The average age for a member of the U.S. Senate is, the average age of House is 58 years old. Average age of the U.S. Senator is 64 years old. So 58 for House, 64 for Senate. You know what the average age of the Founding Fathers was? 44 years old. And yet when you look at the number of senators, for example, that are under the age of 44 or right around the age of 44, very, very few nowadays. The youngest is a 33-year-old, John Ossoff from Georgia, and then jumps right up to 41, 43, and then 44. So you only got four members of Congress or the U.S. Senate who are under the age of 44 right now. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, gun trafficking. What is gun trafficking? How does Florida stack up compared to other states? We'll talk about that next. All right. Gun trafficking. This is when... basically, when they find guns at a crime scene, ATF will often try to trace them back to see where they came from and basically how many of them came into the state illegally is what they try to find. New Jersey has the worst rate at 88.5%. Florida, we're towards the bottom. Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got a couple of texts here about term limits because there was a YouGov poll that said that a lot of people are... It wasn't really about term limits. It was just saying... It was actually about having an age limit for elected representatives. And I was saying, I'm a huge term limits fan. Three terms in Congress, maybe four. And only two terms in the Senate. I mean, you're talking about 12 years if you get two terms in the Senate. That's a long time. And if you do, four terms in Congress, that's 8 years. So I mean, maybe if you want to make it five terms and make it 10 years, but I think 10 to 15 years is good enough. And so I'm a big term limits fan, not just for Congress and Senate, but also for the Supreme Court. And especially the Supreme Court, actually. But yeah, I'm huge on all of that. An age limit, though, I don't know. See, if you had term limits, I don't think the age limit would matter as much, because if somebody's a first time congressman or congressperson or a senator, and they're 80, but they're mentally fit and physically fit and everything like this, then why not? Why shouldn't they be able to be elected? But the problem is that we have these lifers like Dianne Feinstein and Chuck Grassley, who that's the problem. So I don't know about the age limit. And then the most common age selected that people thought should be the age limit was 70. And I'm like, that's actually kind of young. I thought 70 would be. So I looked it up. 26 out of the 100 senators would have to retire right now if 70 was the cutoff. So a quarter of the senators. Here's a text. At age 70, they'd be entitled to full Social Security, and they wouldn't need a federal retirement. Well, see, that gets back in the whole thing, too. Why do we even offer retirement for members of Congress and the Senate? That in and of itself just says you can make this a career. You can make this a career, and if you serve, they did change the rules about 10 years ago, I think it was, maybe a little less than that, of what it takes to qualify. It used to be just two terms as a congressman, one term as a senator, you qualified for at least some level of retirement benefits. That was like, what? When I found that out, I lost my mind. We shouldn't even be offering them retirement. If they want retirement, they can go work in the private sector like everybody else. Or, I mean, they can work in the public sector, but not as an elected official. And if you want to build retirement some way. Then let's see here. 6 years should be the cutoff. Well, probably 6 years is that's one term as a senator. And for a lot of them, they're just getting warmed up by in your first term. So, and I get it. People are like, but there's leadership positions, and usually those go to people with the more experience who've been elected longer and stuff like, yeah, we're going to get rid of those false traditions. Yep, we're going to get rid of those false traditions. So, yeah, term limits it is. I would go for that all day long. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. If you want a chance to see the Florida State Seminole football in person, each week of a home game, just listen to Pensacola right now on Thursday nights, Pensacola Morning News on Friday mornings for a chance to win. When you hear the FSU war chant, text in your name for a chance to win. Their next home game, though, is not until September 24th. So September 22nd, September 23rd, you'll have opportunities to win those pair of tickets. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf, and then we'll come back with your sports hit.
We do have heavy delays right now, Bobby. That's going to be on I-10 in the westbound direction. We have an accident right at the Pensacola Boulevard exit. That's exit 10, blocking the left shoulder, seeing heavy slowdowns. That's going to be on I-10 in the westbound direction from 29 backing up to about I-110, as well as those slowdowns have creeped back onto I-110 northbound. As you're going northbound trying to get off at Davis or westbound on I-10, you're going to see some heavy delays. Also did get calls in that we have another accident on I-10. This is in the eastbound direction, mile marker 74. It's getting off at Dabuniac Springs, a little bit out there, but if you're going towards that direction, you're going to see some slow traffic on I-10 eastbound. And lastly, we're seeing slowdowns on 98. This is going to be throughout Gulf Breeze, on Gulf Breeze proper area, and it's going to continue all the way throughout the nature preserve in the eastbound direction. See something else? Give me a call, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right.
Here's your sports hit.
Pensacola Blue Wahoos did not play last night. We talked about that. It was rained out. There was wet ground, so they're going to make it up on Friday. They play tonight, 6:15 for the first pitch. That game's on our sister station. Yeah, I believe it's on our sister station still tonight, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. I believe next week, ESPN Pensacola is going to start carrying Thursday night football, so they wouldn't be able to carry it. College football is tonight at 6:30. Louisville is playing USC. Not USC, UCF, Central Florida. So Louisville is playing Central Florida on ESPN2 at 6:30. And at 8 o'clock tonight on CBS Sports Network is Boise State against New Mexico. And then NFL, of course, tonight, Buffalo Bills taking on the Rams on NBC at 7:20 as we kick off the NFL season. Major League Baseball games earlier today, the Washington Nationals beat the Cardinals, the Reds beat the Cubs, and right now the Brewers are beating the Giants 2-1, bottom of the sixth inning. On ESPN Plus tonight at 6:05 will be the Twins against the Yankees. Miami Marlins are playing the Phillies tonight, and that covers all your games. Of course, there's still some U.S. Open tennis on ESPN as well. In sports news, the Rams announced contract extensions for both Snead and McVay through 2026. New York Jet quarterback Zach Wilson is now going to be out for 3 weeks at least. Yeah, big difference right there. I mean, at first they're like, he might play in the first week. And all of a sudden they're all like, yeah, just kidding. He's going to be out for at least 3 weeks with his knee injury. So there you go. Dak Prescott was limited in practice today after he tweaked his ankle. Dabo Sweeney and Clemson have agreed to a new 10-year, $115 million deal. Simone Biles says she'll be at the 2024 Olympics somehow, either as an athlete or as a spectator. And then BMW PGA champion. Championship has suspended play through Friday following Queen Elizabeth II's passing. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So today is Disney Plus Day. But not just that, it's also Star Trek Day. Really? Yeah, 56 years ago today was when Star Trek debuted. And so on Star Trek Day, they made some new announcements. They announced a new Picard Season 3 premiere date and a new teaser trailer. They announced Strange New Worlds Season 2 clip was revealed and that Carol Kane will join the cast, the actress. Discovery Season 5 behind-the-scenes set tour and first-look image was revealed. And then sneak peek at season three episode. Some sort of sneak peek of some episode or something like that. So, and then Prodigy's first season will return in October, and the first look of Star Trek Prodigy was revealed. So a lot of things on Star Trek Day. Of course, Disney Plus Day, the big things today. Pinocchio, the live-action movie, was released on Disney Plus. Thor Love and Thunder's streaming premiere was on Disney Plus today. A new TV show, Cars on the Road, was released. And also sing-along versions of Frozen and Frozen 2. And a select AMC theater today through the 19th. You get $5 screenings of Encanto, One, or Thor Ragnarok. And if you're Disney Plus subscriber, you're just $5. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. That is your Disney Plus Day. Coming up here next, Zac Efron, the actor, was rumored to have had plastic surgery last year. And a lot of people are like, I think he had plastic surgery. He addresses that, and I'll tell you what he says in... I mean, you know me, I'm not that big into pop culture stuff. Like, I don't care what actors and actresses do in their daily lives and if they got plastic surgery or not. So if I'm going to be talking about it, it's because it's something that's kind of eye-opening and might be a little bit heads up of what something that maybe you and I needed to focus on. That's next on News Radio 92.3. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Let's go to David Wayne over the newsroom real quick. David?
Well, Bobby, we've got a strange one out of Pasco County today. A man's been arrested after reportedly not paying for a U-Haul van rental for more than a month, but the story doesn't quite end there. Deputies caught up with Stephen Martell. He was the man that rented the van. They found Martell, his wife, another 72-year-old woman, two dogs, and get this, 35 cats, all living in the van. Martell and his wife apparently were running an unlicensed animal shelter in that same van that they were also living in. Plenty of charges now. He's facing a neglect of an elderly woman and 35 counts of animal cruelty.
All right. Yeah, I saw that crazy one right there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So Zac Efron, the actor, he was rumored to have had plastic surgery last year. Now, you know, I'm not like into like, ooh, what did the Hollywood actor do and what did they not do? I don't care about that stuff. So why would I be bringing this up? Because something possibly pertinent to you and me. He addressed the plastic surgery rumors in a new interview in Men's Health magazine. He was running in the house with socks on when he slipped on tile, hit the corner of a fountain, broke his jaw, and passed out. This part's a little gruesome. When he woke up, his jawbone was hanging off his face. It caused his facial muscles to overwork and become enlarged around his jaw to compensate the injury. He had to see a specialist and do physical therapy to fix it. He didn't even know about the rumors of plastic surgery until his mom told him, if I valued what other people thought of me, to the extent that that they may think I do, I definitely wouldn't be able to do this work. Yeah, so there you go. Wow. I was like, that's pretty significant for us, because there's a lot of people, there's a lot of homes in Pensacola area, you know, in Baldwin County, that are tile floor throughout. And if they're not tile floor throughout, they might have wood floors or vinyl plank or something like that. Hard floor and something besides carpet, right? And so I was thinking this could easily happen to somebody else, where you could slip on a floor with. So I've slipped on with socks before on stairs. It hurt. Oh boy, it hurt. It was wooden stairs. Socks just slipped right off. After that, I like never wore socks on that on those stairs again, because it just hurt. At least I didn't break my jaw. Oh my goodness. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives.
We still have some major delays throughout our area. That's going to be on I-10 and I-110. We had an accident at exit 10. This is the Pensacola Boulevard exit. That's caused some major delays, causing delays in the westbound direction as well as northbound on I-110. So keep that in mind. Looks like the left shoulder is still blocked off. And again, just seeing real heavy delays backing up to a little past I-110 as well as on I-110 northbound. See something else on the roads, just give me a call, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives. And this traffic report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru needs your car and will pay more than ever before. Anderson Subaru, your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. I saw this story here before we get to today's sign of the apocalypse real quick. You ever heard anybody say, just imagine what I could have done if I didn't have to sleep? A new poll asked more than 6,000 Americans, if you could eliminate your own need for sleep, would you do it? In other words, if you didn't need to sleep, like if your body could function without sleep, would you do it? Would you just not sleep? And according to the survey, yeah, about half of us said if our bodies didn't need to sleep, we would stop sleeping. Oh yeah, I'm definitely in that category. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've tried polyphasic sleeping, biphasic sleeping. I've tried all kinds of different things. Because first of all, I'm one of those that like I can sleep for like 12 hours. Like if I don't have an alarm and I just go to sleep, I'll sleep for 10 to 12 hours. Even to this day, in my mid 40s, I sleep like a teenager. I can just sleep forever, and I don't like it. There's so many other things I can get done. So I've done the polyphasic sleep where you only, I did the extreme one at one point where you only sleep for like 30 minutes and then you're up for 2 hours and you go to sleep for 30 minutes and you're up for 2 hours, you go to sleep for 30 minutes. I've done that thing. I've done biphasic where I take a nap during the day, and I've done all kinds of things to try to reduce the amount of sleep that my body needs. I'm definitely one of those that would get rid of sleep if I could. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
So I just saw an advice column in Reader's Digest of things that you cannot take from hotel rooms. And this really surprised me because I've recently talked to a couple people who have Airbnbs, and they told me they constantly have a problem with people taking these things. Sheets off the bed. That's right. People take sheets off the bed at an Airbnb and they take it home. They do it at hotels, apparently. Towels as well. Pillows. Are you kidding me? Electronics. Alarm clocks. Universal remotes. Phone chargers. People just take them. Wood hangers from the closet. They're not complimentary, yet people take them all the time. And, of course, bathrobes. Not complimentary either. Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi.